Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Thursday of the 39th week in the year of our Lord, 2022, as we continue our study of Heidelberg Catechism, question and answer 104. Question 104. What does God require in the fifth commandment? That I show all honor, love, and faithfulness to my father and mother, and to all in authority over me, submit myself with due obedience to all their good instruction and correction, and also bear patiently with their infirmities, since it is God's will to govern us by their hand. Submission and obedience are not character traits touted in our current society. Rather, they are usually derided as evidence of weakness. But as we have noted in our previous meditations this week, submission and obedience are required of God's people. Not as evidence of weakness, but as evidence of the power of the gospel working in us, that we might honor God himself, who is the supreme authority. But it isn't an easy task, given the cultural milieu. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5, Paul predicts this very thing. Understand this, he says, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. Avoid such people. Avoiding such people is rather difficult, given the world around us. But as we look to them, we recognize that what Paul spoke to Timothy so many years ago is quite true of our own society. In Romans 1:29-32, he speaks of it in a different manner. Speaking of those who were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice, they are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. Disobedience and a headstrong lack of submission are the product of sin. And the culture around us not only does them, but gives approval to those who practice them. But to practice such things is evidence of unrighteousness and an ungodly lifestyle. As believers, we are to be godly, gentle, courteous in our interactions, especially with those in authority over us, especially with our parents. For such an attitude necessarily begins at home with how we honor our father and our mother. And in honoring them, we hear them and we obey them. Proverbs 6, verses 20-22. My son, keep your father's commandment and forsake not your mother's teaching. Bind them on your heart always, tie them around your neck. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk with you. The right teaching of parents according to the Word of God will lead us, watch over us, and speak to us of how we are to live in a wicked and perverse generation. For as parents honor the Lord in seeking to raise their children according to His teachings, not the world's, as they heed the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 6, verse 4, and bring up their children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, so then their children will have the pattern of submission and obedience to follow throughout their lives. For as Paul repeats the fifth commandment in his exhortation to the Ephesian church, he keeps the promise portion of it, as we find in Ephesians 6, verses 2 and 3. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. As a holy people desiring to live peaceful and godly lives before men, and to evidence the truth of the gospel in both word and deed, the starting point is at home, that the obedience and submission we give to our parents might typify the entirety of our lives. To the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.